Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 13, 1806. Porpoises in the River. A while back, one of the canoes broke loose, and so the Corps is short of canoes. Today, the captains attempt to purchase a couple of canoes from the Indians. Recently, they've been writing about trees, shrubs, land animals, and birds. But today, they turn their attention to fish. Captain Clark writes,
"This morning, Drewyer, Joe Fields, and Fraser returned. They had killed two elk and two deer. Visited by two Cathlamars who left us in the evening, we sent Drewyer down to the Clatsop village to purchase a couple of their canoes if possible. Sergeant Pryor and a party made another search for the lost canoe, but was unsuccessful. While engaged in searching for the canoe, Collins, one of his party, killed two elk near the nettle below us. We sent Sergeant Ordway and a party for the flesh of one of the elk beyond the bay, with which they returned this evening. The other elk and two deer were at some distance. The porpoise is common on this coast and as far up the river as the water is brackish. The Indians sometimes gig them and always eat the flesh of this fish when they can procure it. To me, the flavor is disagreeable. The skate is also common to the salt water. I have seen several of them that had perished and were thrown out on the beach by the tide. The flounder is also an inhabitant of the salt water. We have seen them on the beach where they had been left by the tide. The natives eat the latter and esteem it very fine. The common salmon and the red char are the inhabitants of both the sea and the river. The roe of this fish are much esteemed by the natives, who dry them in the sun and preserve for a great length of time." Captain William Clark, March 13, 1806.
The common salmon Clark refers to is the Chinook or king salmon, which the Indians say will start running up the Columbia in April. This is important to the expedition, as they will be counting on them for subsistence on their journey up the river. The char is a common name for the sockeye salmon. Lewis also mentioned the trout salmon in the journal and wrote a description of it. This fish is the steelhead trout, a seagoing migratory version of the rainbow trout. The steelhead was, at this time, new to science. Tomorrow, after Collins's elk.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.